An elementary school in Bridgeport, Connecticut teaches students to strike a pose, a yoga pose, to relax and focus when they feel stressed or under pressure. WSHU's Christian Carter reports on how the Curiel School in the city's West End uses contemplative practice to prevent disruptive behavior.
Assistant Principal Eric Sigmund barely finds a quiet moment in his office before a student knocks on the door.
There's some chaos in the library.
Okay.
Sigmund rushes out of the office to break up what he calls some horseplay. That's pretty normal behavior for a school with kindergartners through eighth graders. But Sigmund says his students bring a lot of challenges from home into the classroom.
And some of the adversities that these kids have faced, we can't even imagine. So it's my goal to give them the tools to be able to handle those adversities, whether it be in school and outside of school.
A Yale study released in 2016 shows that students of color were suspended more often and received harsher punishments than white students in Connecticut. Sigmund wanted to take a different approach to keeping kids out of trouble, prevent them from acting out in the first place. So he describes how he called the program director of Kaya Yoga, a studio in Westport, to see if they would come teach a class.
She said, absolutely yes, and in addition to helping you, I'm going to get 40 mats donated.
Fast forward to this spring. The Come and Learn Mindfulness, or CALM program, meets for 20 minutes several times a day in an empty classroom. Yoga instructor Shinda DeRosa shows students of all ages, sizes, and ethnicities how to stand straight with their arms stretched out to either side.
So we're in mountain pose, right? Big toes touching, palms facing forward. We'll do our warm-up first, and then we'll get into our yoga poses.
DeRosa volunteers 5 days a week to lead these group meditations.
We focus more on mindfulness, just to be able to teach the kids like how to self-regulate their emotions, to help keep them out of trouble. We teach a lot of breath work, with just like a few yoga poses here and there thrown in because they love that stuff. They ask for that.
The group of students lay on their colored mats in corpse pose. DeRosa closes with this.
Hands to your heart, eyes closed. Please repeat after me. May we think peaceful thoughts.
May we think peaceful thoughts.
May we speak peaceful words.
May we speak peaceful words.
And may we have peace in our hearts.
May we have peace in our hearts.
From my heart to yours.
From my heart to yours.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Experts in child psychology and juvenile justice say there's not enough research into how yoga and meditation would keep kids out of trouble, so the school is collecting data of its own. Administrators will track the number of suspensions before and after the yoga program. But teachers like Catherine Clahessy say they're already noticing a difference in their students.
When they make a poor choice, they now reflect and they realize the choice they made, and instead of getting argumentative or getting upset, they practice the strategies they've learned.
The students say they feel a difference, too. Anthony Gibbs is a seventh grader. Gibbs says he enjoys the calm room, but some students use it to skip class.
And we need to, go there when you're really, really mad, instead of, going there every single day just to fool around and skip school.
Back in the CALM classroom, yoga instructor Shinda DeRosa says she hopes students like Anthony can learn important coping skills.
I'm here because I feel like if I had that, in school, growing up, that maybe some of the things that I had to go through probably could have been avoided just by being able to use my breath and calm myself down.
Back when she went to school in Bridgeport, DeRosa got into trouble for fighting. She thinks she acted out because of the abusive environment she faced at home. She finally found yoga when she was in her 20s. Now, she feels like her life has come full circle because she's bringing mindfulness to students who face challenges like her. Christian Carter, WSHU News.